keep it alive through these lines I write. I keep it live cause I thrive. I might just blow your mind tonight. I'm so hyped, but it's no hype. From this height, it's direct hits on sight. I'm your type, lend me your ears to show you that there's something in me. I'm not giving up, I'm standing right here holding these days hostage, and I'll make this my year. We turning fear into love, and the love's in the air. I love doing this cause nothing compares, nothing can share that same type of feeling when you feeling them flare. They can't catch it, it's havoc. I rip to a tear, switch the scenario. My stereos, I leave them impaired. Variables start to change, and they're all in my range. I just gotta grab it, it's all mathematics. Every step is drastic, I make it fantastic. I'm trying to take your breath away, asthmatic.
This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo. This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo.
Yeah, just nod your head with it. So explicit and vivid. Every image is intricate, intimate. I put my all into it. No scrimmage and no rules. I'm a pro tool. Hear my heartbeat beating to the vocals. I'm so loco, lost my mind, oh no. It's ponderoso, dope so. No overdose, cause it's dope, yo. Man, this is house grown, mixed with some milestones. So I let the style flow down like the Dow Jones. Bringing it with some foul tones, letting the crowd know. We getting loud, so it's eardrum rudiments. Yeah, we bring it rude again. Move, little hooligan. Music for tuning in. Full time to the 10. I'm on my clock like I told you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Anti-Media Radio. It's Friday. You're here with LaVon. It is August 22nd, 2014. I'm really excited to be with you guys. Thanks for checking us out. You can find us here Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We are San Diego natives. We are revolutionizing the way you hear your news. We are not fed by corporations. We are people being people, talking to people about people, and we enjoy it. Monday and Wednesday, we talk about politics and current events, which aren't always the sunniest and most wonderful things to discuss. So that's the external part of our existence. And on Fridays, I like to talk about the internal. What are you manifesting? What's going on inside of you? And joining me in my studio this evening are two lovely, lovely humans. We met by happenstance, and we were speaking the same language. You guys listen to me. You know I've got some weird words that I create. This man was creating the same words, and we had this moment of utter synchronicity, and I literally heard the heavens sing. I'm super excited to be joined by David Winter and his lovely wife, Jane. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
Wow, good evening.
Yeah, we're going to have a nice organic discussion about all of us this evening. Jane and David have some interesting things and slash perspectives to share with us. And I'm really excited to share with you guys. Feel free to call in. You know the number. It's 1-718-717-8296. We can take calls this evening, and we'd love to hear from you. First, I'm going to ask you guys... And we talked a little bit before the program. Why do you do what you do? Your card says you're a wellness advocate.
Yeah, advocate of well-being.
Advocate of well-being, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and Jane named me advocate of well-being because when I told her what I wanted to do after I had been, I'm 51 years old, and I had suffered immensely in this life, always trying to achieve something outside of me. And once I began to... understand the secret of non-suffering, which was ultimately forgiving all my past beliefs and forgiving the people that I believed harm me, then I went from this consciousness of fear into love. And as we go from fear into love, we see our world transform because our mind is renewed, and our mind is renewed because our thoughts are different. And as we change our thoughts, we change our life. And that's, Jane came up with advocate of well-being because that best describes what I'm trying to do. And I'm trying to be an advocate of well-being for spiritual, emotional, and physical. And it all ties in, and it starts by the inner world and how we think and how we process thoughts as well. And see, that's one thing that we really weren't taught properly on the thought process. We think that when we think a thought, that it's automatically true. It must be true. And so we follow that thought, and then it causes us suffering. When ultimately, if we can quiet our mind, we'll see the true nature of reality. We'll be taught by it, what I'm going to call a higher consciousness that is within us, that truly exists, that a lot of people
don't tap into it.
No, because of the media that's out there, they're not even talking about that. Because,
well, then you're powerful.
Absolutely.
How can you control a nation, a world full of individuals?
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
You can't.
You can't.
No, when they start waking up, they're no longer minions. Then they're in charge of their own destiny.
How horrible would that be?
Yeah.
That would be horrible. which is our right. That's our purpose.
Well, yeah.
That's why we're here. It is.
That's why you're here.
We're here to be our best, mm-hmm. right?
That's correct.
And I'm so happy that you feel the same way. One of the most important things in the beginning of your introduction there, you said moving out of fear into love. And I experience that. And I speak on that often because you are a light chemical creature. Like, your body reacts via chemicals and light, believe it or not. And when you have fear in your mind and fear in your heart, your brain, to sustain you, literally limits your field of vision.
Absolutely.
You are in a state of blindness when you have fear. It is biologically occurring.
That's correct.
So why exist partially?
Well, and we only exist partially because we believe or we accept what the media puts out to us. It doesn't matter if we're watching ABC, CNN, Fox News, CBS. We just unconsciously accept what we're seeing on the TV as true without processing it within us and letting our body and feelings and mind do the introspection and say, is this real or is this not? Is this for me?
Mm-hmm.
That's right, Lamont. And so as we begin to quiet that through meditation, mind quiet time, we begin to see another world emerge, a world that we're in charge of, that's not in charge of us. And then we pick and choose because we become independent of the opinions of others. So we pick and choose what we watch and what we say, and we're not voiceless anymore. Then we speak our truth.
Mm-hmm.
And when we speak our truth, that's when we become empowered.
I couldn't agree more. And I think that's important because every individual has their individual truth. You and I happen to have a similar truth, but mine's different than yours. And I've come into it, and I'm learning about it, and so are you, and every day it's different. But how amazing would it be if every other person I met told me their truth? I would become a better me knowing their perspective and their truth. Because essentially, it's my truth just through their eyes.
That's right.
And I want to know that. I want to have that grand understanding of it through all my peers' perspective.
And we do that by forgiving the words that come out of other people's mouths. We just forgive it. We don't judge anything they say. We just listen and we forgive, and then the truth dawns on us.
And can I be honest about something? I've really been trying to practice effective listening, and I realize the best way to do it is not to listen to the words at all. Listen to how they make the words. I don't even hear what you're saying. I want to hear how you say it. How does it make me feel? Right?
Right, that's correct.
Like, it's all about the vibration. It's all about the energy you put in your words. That's why I spend my time talking to you guys, sharing my words with you, because that's your power. What are you creating? What's your vibration? Right?
That's correct, Lamont. What I want to say to the listeners who's hearing us right here is that you are what you're looking for. You are what you're looking for out here in job, in a relationship, in money, in a house, in a car. It's all within you first. And that's why the masters say, look within you for that which you want, and then all things will be added unto you. Look within first. Turn that perspective within you. And then as you do that, and that's quieting the mind, that's why the mind is renewed. Then you see something different. But what you're looking for, you already have. You're just not aware. It's the awareness is what we're,
it's true.
What we're after.
Yeah, and we're not saying you're doing it wrong. We're saying you know exactly how to do it exactly the way
yes.
you need to do it. Exactly.
Exactly.
That's, you
are
know.
Perfect.
You know. Yes.
Yes.
You are all the things that are cool and awesome.
Amen.
And
I love
amazing.
It. That's right.
You just have to believe it. And that's somebody right. has to say, hey, did you know this? That's what we're going. Hey, did you know this?
Yes. Yes.
Because
yes.
when you live in that, when you live in you, it's the most free, awesome feeling ever. You're high all the time. You're high all the time.
See, when you tell me about belief, the a book I read 7 years ago that I carried with me for 20 years. My wife is aware of this. It was written by Dr. Wayne Dyer. And the name of the book is You Will See It When You Believe It. And that
True.
Was, and that was the first book that set me on the path of where I'm at now. When I read that book, it's like, for the first time, it was like music to my ears. I knew there was so much truth in that book, and then that led me on to other books and other truths, but that was the first one that got me. You will see it when you believe it. When you know in your heart that love is the only truth, then that's what you start to see. Everything else starts to, the only way I can do it, it just starts to go away. It doesn't become important anymore in your life.
It doesn't exist in your vision.
It doesn't exist.
It's the vibrations below you. Right?
Because
you're getting high. I describe it as getting higher.
That's, well, higher consciousness.
Higher. Yeah. I feel like, but at the same time, it's profound because I feel like the root of me, the essential me, is connected to the earth, like plugged in. But the spirit of me is getting higher. But in a sense, I'm growing because I've got this grounded aspect, and the me is essentially elongating, mm-hmm. but then I'm taking up all this space, and I'm expanding. I'm becoming a vast me. Little 5'4" me is freaking infinite.
Right.
And people realize it, and then because I believe it, I get more awesomeness like you into my life sphere, growing and expanding. I've now become apparent in your expansion.
That's correct.
Right?
Yeah, like attracts like. That's
it's true.
Yes.
And David and I, he was in my farmer's market that I frequent, and I immediately saw him. I'm like, wait a second, he's not here usually. Who is this? And I saw him just bouncing around. I'm like, ooh, I like that guy. He's got some bounce. You know, I recognized his pep. And then he looked at me and he's like, I know you. And I was like, oh yeah. And we just had this awesome conversation. He's like, did you know that you're another me and I'm another you? And my mind went blown because nobody ever says that to me. I say that to everybody else. And the universe was like, oh my gosh, you're about to have the best moment ever. And I was so high. I talked about it for days.
Well, there's no accidents in a divine
creation. I talked about it for days.
Yeah.
Because you are the first other me to tell me what I already know.
Right.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You just gave me a blessing. Yeah. Because in a divine creation, what you seek out, you will find. If you seek out love and you seek out your higher conscious and you seek for that love that's deep within you, all your depression, all your anxiety, all your guilt will go away. And you don't have to try through other means outside of you. It's all within you. That's my message. The kingdom that you're looking for is within us.
It's true. And so many times within our history, we touched on this off air, these people emerge and they try and teach this knowledge that the infinite things that we seek are innate. We already have them.
We are that.
Every beautiful, like I'll call them prophets, that has emerged has this same message, regardless from where they emerge. It's all the same.
Yes.
And we shun them, and then we ridicule them. Either that or we jump on board immediately and follow blindly. Both of those are not the best choice. I like to be objective. And like I said, how does it make me feel? And when I hear those things, it resonates with me. And deep within me, I understand, like, that's truth. You know, the words that they are creating are true. But we don't want to bind ourselves by that either, because you are limitless.
Right. Anytime we form a belief, we limit ourselves.
We do.
Because once we form a belief, then we know it all. And
exactly.
Then when we know it all, then we're not receptive to any new information.
Oh my gosh, you're saying my words. I always tell people, you cannot learn what you think you already know.
That's correct.
And you cannot ignore that which you already know.
And the good
thing, you can't pretend to not know it.
That's correct, Lamont. And why I like this type of format, a radio program, is because the listeners, we can't judge the listeners because we don't know who they are, so mm-hmm. we're speaking the truth and they can hear us and they know that resonates with me. I mean, they know that it resonates.
And you're listening now because you need to hear it.
That's correct. That's what I was going to say earlier. There's no accidents in a divine creation. In other words, we don't have to think about how we digest our food. how we grow our hair, our fingernails. We don't have to think about hanging the sun out. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing about tomorrow. We don't need to think about tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But because we were trained in fear, we do. And when we're thinking about tomorrow, that causes anxiety, and that causes all kinds of physical illnesses. And then we go to the doctor, and we get medication to try to take away that. When the answer to all of our problems is quieting the mind. Even if it's just 1 minute in the morning when you first wake up, and then 1 minute at night before you go to bed, you will notice a difference in your physical being if you do that. Because what you're saying is, I don't know everything, but I'm willing to learn.
That's beautiful. And you're right. It's like a mental defrag. I work in a wellness center, and I try and teach people. My favorite thing that I do here is I try and teach people that they were born perfect.
I give them
the notion that the master of their body did not run off and leave them maskless. And I tell them, you know, the power that made the body heals the body. And you have to listen. When you sit within the quietness of yourself and you intently say, what is going on? You hear the most beautiful things. I swear to gosh, my body told me not to eat habaneros 4 days in a week because it was hurting my ascending colon. It was so specific. It's like, where there's the juncture in your ascending colon, we're having a problem there. Stop it. And incidentally, like, I had an MRI, and they confirmed that. You know, like, a week later, the doctor was like, oh, yeah, right here, you're having a problem. And I'm like, I think it's triggered by this habanero sauce I keep eating. And he's like, probably. This looks like inflammation. And I was like, wow, body, you're awesome. So I didn't need to go to that doctor. It just happened to occur that way. I just further reaffirmed, like, I already know what's going on here. This self-regulating system functions whether or not we want it to, like you said. It's a higher power than us.
That's correct. And it sounds like foolishness. Anybody who would just turn on this program and be listening to you, and they say, well, those guys, they're talking out as well. But as you quiet your mind, you'll see what LaVon says is the absolute truth. Your body, it won't be an audible voice like, okay, drop an arrow. But it'll be something like that. You'll be impressed. You'll be taught. It'll be intuitive coming from within you. Mm-hmm. And the more still you are, the more you realize that there is a higher consciousness, one that's loving, that has nothing to do with fear, that realizes that all fear is insane, even the fear of death.
It's true.
And that's where we want to connect to. We want to connect to that higher consciousness where you can have experiential knowledge that death is an illusion of your ego. It's a mental construct made up because of fear. And fear is not real.
Fear's not real.
Fear's not real. Nothing we're afraid of is real, even up until death. And sickness is brought on because our thoughts are not vibrating properly.
I couldn't agree more. And that's a great segue to my next point. You know, I touched on that. I try and teach that to people, that they have this ability to self-regulate and self-sustain, self-heal. And when they hear these things for the first time, I look like a crazy lady.
Of course.
Thank goodness that I have these communication abilities, because I'm able to display it in a manner that is full of love and understanding and with such passion that people go, she seems pretty rational. She uses all these fancy words. Maybe she's onto something. You know, I speak the truth. I speak what I believe. And even more powerful, I see it work. Because someone will walk through my door, mm-hmm. literally bent over 90 degrees. They cannot stand erect. Every muscle in their body is just rigid, and they look like an L. And, you know, my purpose here is to go, what's going on with you? You know, how did this happen? And it's always an emotional thing. And when you help people realize that they are carrying the experiences they are experiencing within them because they're not allowing them to move through them, they are carrying it. And once they go, oh my gosh, I have a problem with my sister-in-law, or that thing my brother said to me really hurt my feelings, mm-hmm. or that interaction at the stoplight, that pissed me off, and I'm still mad, and now I'm feeling it in my shoulder blade. And then when the mailman dropped off my package, he didn't say good morning, and that really offended me. All these things that are happening to you, and you're just storing them away, you're going to feel it, whether or not it's a week, whether or not it's 4 months, whether or not it's 18 years, you're going to carry it with you if you don't have this defrag awareness process. Whether or not you're aware, and then one day you're going to go, I just stood up and out of nowhere, my back just went, that's not. And once people realize, like, maybe I'm carrying my emotions in my body. You're right. When my sister died last week, my low back went out, and I haven't been able to get out of bed. Maybe there's some correlation to my heart being devastated. Maybe my body does function as a one whole unit. Like, that notion alone, when people hear for the first time, you're a perfectly kinetic machine. Everything within you has its purpose, and it knows exactly what to do. The facial expression. I need to get a GoPro. Seriously. Just to record that. They go, what? And then they see it, though. And literally, like, I'll be working on someone, mm-hmm. and I will feel the tension in their muscle. And I'll go, what is this? You know? And then they go, you know, I'm like, you don't have to tell me. Just think about it. What is this? And I apply a little pressure to say their trap. And I'm like, you should give it a name. Give it a name, and they'll, you know, I'll call it Bob or Steve or whatever, okay. And then I'll be like, let him go, and I often tell them, leave him on the floor, I've got a great cleaning crew, I will get it out of here, you leave it on my floor, and people go, really, and I go, yeah, leave it on my floor, you would be amazed, instantaneously, 90% of the time, that muscle goes, mm-hmm. it melts, I'm not even touching them, I'm giving them all the power and saying, let that go. When you give people that power and they believe you, like a magic, I tell you. And people, when they have that experience here, it's profound. Because I know that I just gave them an amazing gift. Mm-hmm. They now are the master of their body. They just made their muscle melt because they wanted to.
Right.
They let it go. Mm-hmm. Imagine how things would change if people knew what they could do.
Yeah, well, that's one of my messages is, and what you intend is what you're going to receive, and as if you forgive everyone all the time for everything, it's amazing, because then what you're saying is kind of forgiveness. They're holding that in there because they're not forgiving. They're not letting go. They want to hold it, you know, and what you resist persists and intensifies, and then once you let it go, then you begin to heal. But it's those thoughts that we hold on to. I mean, I had colon cancer a couple times, and I know now that it was because I was holding on to things that I was very unforgiving.
You literally could not digest things.
Correct.
You could not digest things.
That's correct.
And you literally could not digest things.
That's right.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. That is amazing. And then once you start to make the connection of mind and body, then you realize, like the masters taught in the past, physician, heal thyself. How do you heal thyself? Well, first you got to go in and know there's a healer there. And you have to know that there's something beyond an ego, beyond somebody that's, like I said, I was 51 years old, so I've been taught 51 years in this world. But what I've been taught is nothing compared to what the higher consciousness knows and is aware of. There's two different worlds transpiring here right now. There's one of healing, of love, and there's one in fear.
I agree. And I want to touch on that for a second, because that's really interesting to me. I just wrote a piece the other day talking about, I call it a paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people collectively, because I'm experiencing it and I'm seeing it, are going, huh, they're kind of having this shift of consciousness. And they're going, maybe there's something more than consuming. Maybe I'm here for reasons other than to buy stuff and things. You know, and they start to get this little idea within their mind, and I can see it growing like fire. And then they struggle. Because you exist now in two worlds.
And they struggle because of the fear of thinking they may have been wrong about what makes
time.
Them happy.
Exactly.
And they doubt. And doubt is what stops all manifestation is doubt. Because what the universe says, and what I use is the Father, but what the universe says is, when you doubt is, okay, then you don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
You say one thing, but your feeling and your intent is different. When you don't doubt, you manifest whatever you want in your life, and the faster you don't doubt, it'll come quicker, the less doubt to have, the more quieting your mind of doubt. Every time a doubt comes in, acknowledge, see that, oh, that's doubt, that's fear, that's not real, I don't want that, and then surrender it. You just surrender it. And the more proficient you become in meditation or mind quiet time, the faster your world has changed. And that's why I advocate mind quiet time or meditation. Transcendental meditation is, it's amazing.
Talk about your experience with that. Like, how do you achieved transcendental meditation? That's one of those words I can't pronounce.
Well, it started with me about 7 years ago, I was tired of suffering and I didn't know how to get out. I didn't want to live anymore, but I wasn't suicidal. I just know.
7 years for me as well.
Okay, yeah. So then we start to see I didn't want to be here anymore. Not in the same capacity I was living it. I had lost stuff, and realized that the stuff wasn't doing it for me. So. In a nutshell, I started meditating, and 1 minute in the morning, 1 minute at night. That turned into 5, and then eventually 20. And then once you quiet your mind, it's not an audible you hear. You hear in the silence what you're supposed to do, and then you begin to fall. It's always loving. It's not bad. And there was things that I was being called to do, like move to the mountains in a tent, which I did. I gave up everything. I've been
getting that message.
Yeah,
I want to sell everything I own right now.
Yeah. Yeah, and then so what I did was then I moved to the mountains in a tent, and I stayed there for a few months where I had all this alone time, and that gave me time to seek my higher consciousness without the interference of the world. You can still do it with your job, but that's what began to happen. And after I did that, then I began to hear my purpose, and my purpose is to teach people no longer live in fear, but transcend this paradigm of fear and go into love, because love is right there with fear. It's just nobody's aware of it. So I'm here to teach people how to be aware of their higher consciousness that's real. Now, this sounds like foolishness, or you would say it sounds crazy, but it's not. It's only crazy to ones that have been generationally brainwashed, and our ancestors were brainwashed to believe fearful things, and to be afraid of God, to be afraid of our source. And when you believe that, then it becomes true to you whether it's true or not. And it's absolutely not true. But you can know the truth, and the truth sets you free by going within.
And I like to think of the indigenous people that inhabited the land before we got super fancy with our scientific experiments,
right,
and our industrialization of stuff and things and our consumerism. Back when people were people, and they lived in tribes, and it took a village, and everybody knew everybody's business, but everybody lived as a unit. And I'm sure there was drama, and I'm sure there was all the emotions that we experience as creatures and animals and humans, and all the things that make us us. But I feel like it was more common knowledge to be a kinetic, to have a kinetic existence, not only with your tribe, but with your land. And people understood that they were moved by the heavens. And when the moon influenced the ocean, and there is a benefit through planting seeds at certain times because of how it is supported by the whole unit. Like, everything is everything. And I feel like that was more common knowledge. And then all these ideals and impositions became in effect. And then we got all of these organized institutions and ideas of how we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to be. Why?
Because we started to descend into fear. We started to descend more and more. And if you turn on the news on any mainstream media, it's all about fear. And if you're aware, you'll see your emotions just go up and down while you're watching.
Yeah.
And that's what causes sickness, because you weren't created to watch untruth. You weren't created to see things that cause you to feel that way. It's invented. It's manufactured fear that's not even a reality.
On a scientific standpoint, because you guys know I love to read facts and store them on my brain for you, as an energetic being, you are being influenced in a manner that you can't even comprehend.
Yes.
Just on the energy that machine produces. It is a mind control machine.
Yes.
Do some research about the effects of hertz and frequencies on water molecules alone, and be amazed at how you are influenced in manners that you, like I said, you don't even understand. It's subconscious, it's subliminal. It is occurring, though. You are being put into a certain state of mind. called Alpha, I think. Alpha, where it's where you're like,
yeah. Right.
Your brain is in this, but it's ideal for data input. So all the things that the TV is saying,
you're just accepting you, unconsciously.
You are unconsciously being told those things. I literally am a calm lady. It takes a lot to move me. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm emotional, and I feel things, and I let them move through me, and I don't feel shame or guilt. I just do. But when that TV's on, I literally feel frantic. It literally messes with my body, and I'm so sensitive to it. And people always like, oh, why can't you stand the TV? I'm like, it literally hurts me. Turn it off.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And we, of course, we see TV. We don't have one in the house, but for 5 years we haven't watched TV. So it's the same thing with us. When I see a TV or I see that, and you see all the different messages that are being played, it offends me, because I know the ones that are watching it aren't truly aware of what we're discussing here right now. Mm-hmm. And that's if I can say anything, I just want people to know that they are more loved and more worthy than that they have any idea in this paradigm. They're ultimately, I call it a dream, because
yes,
because
keep going.
Okay.
I'm so excited. You're about to say my words.
Well,
go.
Because who would create a place where you die, and if you live long enough, everyone you know is going to die. And imagine your own children, and think about how much love you have for them. Our Creator, we're saying that our Creator has less love for us. That's just not reality, but that's what becomes true to us. And yes. The way to awaken from the dream is to forgive. That's the way to awaken. You continually forgive everyone all the time, and you'll be guided into the love that we're discussing here
it's
tonight.
It's true. It's
yeah,
true.
It's a transformative love where you'll see.
I've never felt such relief other than when in my mind I go, you know, that one thing that they did, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. I understand why they did it. And I used to in my rational mind go, I understood what they did, but it's still not okay with me. I don't accept it. That was old me, you know? And the new me goes, I understood why they did it. I understood their actions, reaction within me. I understand why I had that reaction. I understand what that reaction taught me. And I understand what I'm going to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have that intense breakdown of the stuff and things that occur to you, because you will get the message. And you said that this is a dream. I agree, because the place that I go when I'm asleep is the most beautiful place to have ever existed. And that is my happy place. That is my home. I feel like that's my home. And when I wake up here, I feel like this is a dream,
mm-hmm.
but I'm here for school. This I call this life school.
Nice.
People get mad when stuff happens to them, and I go, you're missing the point, dude. You just learned an awesome lesson, but it's for you. It's not for me. You figure it out.
What Jane and I have been learning even recently now is because we have a lot of events occurring in our life more and more, and we see the things that we thought, oh, no, why is this happening? Now we just hold on. We know we have faith in our higher consciousness. That's right. That's right.
You're on a roller coaster. Just put your
hands
up. And close your eyes if you want, but just let it go.
And just free fall. And just free fall. And you're gonna see. You're gonna see that every day is a new day, and then you're gonna see that every moment is a new moment. The past is
gone. Already happened.
It already happened.
Why are you talking about it?
That's right.
What did it teach you?
That's right.
What did it teach you? Like, I have a 6-year-old. He freaks out about everything right now. Everything is a meltdown. Every moment where he doesn't feel like he has control, he falls apart. And I'm always like, Cameron, just be. It already happened. What did it teach you? Let's continue. Let's go forward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm trying to not impose this mindset upon him, but let him live through my experience. You know?
I do.
I'm trying so hard, because that's the key. If I can give him this perspective, it's going to spread like fire.
Right.
People are going to see him like a beacon within this darkness, and they're going to go, whoa, look at that little kid. He's sitting there meditating. Look
mm-hmm,
at that.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
amazing. And when he gets so mad, man, 6-year-olds have meltdowns. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, you need to breathe. Can you do an ohm? Let's ohm together.
Mm-hmm.
Ohm creates a beautiful frequency. Ohm is God.
Amen.
It is,
yes,
you know,
that's correct.
And we can make some beautiful sounds with our bodies that are crater-like. Like, why do you think when you hear someone sing in so beautiful that you are literally moved, your body gets covered in chills, you cry unexplainably, or you literally feel happiness in your heart? They are creating love. You know, sometimes you hear a person sing and you're just like, oh, you're so profoundly moved. What you hear is so crucial, you know? That, and I'm trying so hard, and I'm trying with all my intentions to create love around me all the time. For crying out loud, my name's Love On. And I'm like, there's a reason I have that name. Love On, not off.
Yeah.
And I try and live by example. And when people are around me and they create negativity, I feel it. And it used to affect me, but now I let it move through me. You've got to let it move through you. And what did it teach you? Not, oh man, I feel bad now. No, you let it move through you.
And I think that you've touched on now what we're going to call victim consciousness. If we stay in victim consciousness and say, and begin to blame everybody for our faults, or not let it move through us, like what you're saying, or hold on to it, not only do we become sick, but we stay in the delusion of the dream. As we forgive it, then we start to awaken that this is a lesson for me. This is the lesson that I need to see, that I need to let move through me, that nothing bad has ever happened. Ultimately, nothing has ever happened. It's been a dream. Mm. And the more you wake up in this moment right here, the more you see that the concept of past and future is nothing but an ego construct designed to keep you safe.
Talk about the ego. I want to hear what you have to say about it, because that's a small word.
Yes.
With an immense density.
Yes. Now, my teacher has taught that that the ego is not to be done away with, but to be reparented. We have to reparent the ego. The ego is not a bad part. That's our personality. But if our personality is in fear, then we seem angry all the time, or we're always agitated, or we're anxious, or we feel guilty. But if we reparent it out of fear into love, then our personality is more loving, where people want to be around us, because our ego is no longer for self, it's for everyone. It means, instead of saying I and me, it's more
we.
You, we, and us.
Mm-hmm.
And then us is united as one.
Mm-hmm.
And we see that as our ego is reparented. So the ego is not a bad thing at all. It just needs to be reparented if it's been conditioned for fear. Like in my family, I began to work at 11 years old, delivering newspapers and then washing dishes, and then I went to the United States Army, and I did this stuff out of fear, not out of because I liked washing dishes or delivering newspapers or I wanted to go into the Army. I did it because that's how I was conditioned. And you're lazy if you sleep past 7, and there's certain conditions that the ego was trained, and it was trained wrong. Reparenting of the ego is quieting the mind, having positive affirmation, saying, I love myself, looking in the mirror and actually saying, I love you, I love you, and let the tears flow, let the emotions come through, where you start to see that behind the body form, there's a consciousness that truly knows that's the truth, that it's created as love. And fear, you'll see fear is not a reality at all. Nothing you've ever been afraid of has transpired the way you thought it was going to.
It's true.
And it's amazing. This is an amazing place that we are in this dream. And it's all an individual dream.
It's a great time to be alive.
It's a great time to be alive.
My favorite thing to
say. I love
that,
LaVon.
My favorite thing to say lately is, it feels good to be a goddess.
Amen.
Because it does.
Yes.
And I believe in the power of affirmations. I really do. And it was reaffirmed to me, ironically, I'll use that word, last week when a close friend of mine nominated me to participate in a challenge. For 5 days, consecutive days, I had to list three things that I was grateful for, just to practice. And I'd shared it on Facebook. And I began to wake up earlier every morning to do it, because it was exciting. And it felt so good. You know, and I keep a daily journal, but I'm not always being grateful in it. Sometimes I'm just, you know, but it trained me. I reprogrammed myself to every day I wake up and I go, and this is what I used to do. It's ironic, I've come full circle. When I first started meditating and changing my perspective and altering my world, I started my day with affirmations. I'd wake up and go, you're awesome. You're beautiful. You are love. Blah, 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 blah. Whatever it is I needed
to
hear.
That's the truth.
I love my body. I trust its wisdom. I'm going to create an awesome day today. If anybody's being ugly or naughty towards me, I'm going to let it go. And I'm just going to pour some sugar on them, maybe mm-hmm. some honey, maybe a little cinnamon, whatever. And I just wanted to live that way. But I lost it for a little while. But that was part of my journey. I had to have this, to go into darkness. Like,
yes.
I had this moment of clarity, but it scared me. How dare I be so damn powerful? I can't accept all that responsibility. That's way too much stuff. I can't do that. I'm not worthy of that. So then I rejected it for a while. And then it was like, hey, lady, you know that thing you're supposed to be doing? You know that thing? Like, in my heart, I knew I got to get back to that. Like, that's when I felt the best, is when I was practicing being in the moment and being in tune with the higher part of myself. That's when I felt the most valid aspect of me, you know? But you have to give yourself that power. I had to literally say, okay, we're going to do this.
Right.
All or nothing, girl. You in or you out? I had to, like, have this conversation with myself to where I wasn't going to be afraid of being the most awesome me, regardless of how it was received, because I know that it's truth.
Yeah, the people in the dream, in this world, the ones that aren't afraid, those are the ones that change the world, and those are the ones that have been teaching us that what you're looking for is within you, and as you eliminate fear, all your dreams come true. You talked about darkness. Yes, yes, absolutely. Don't resist the darkness. Allow it to come on you. Get depression. It's like deep rest, but understand that it's just a temporary thing, and it's because you're trying to learn who you are. You want to know your dark and your light side.
I was, quote unquote, depressed.
Certainly.
I was, you know, you asked me earlier, how did I become this? Why am I here? Why do I do this? And I shared with you that I lost someone I love. I lost my greatest teacher. And dealing with her loss gave me my power, because I realized I exist now, even though she's gone. I never thought I could exist besides her,
mm-hmm.
without her. But I'm here. And she's essentially here as well, because I am her. I am another version of her. I'm an evolved version of her. And everything she taught me is still in my heart. And I was stuck in that, and understanding that and coming to believe that for years. And I was in darkness. And then when I realized, it's okay. I can be her.
It's okay.
I can be her.
Yeah, it's okay.
I can do what she loved via me. And that's what I shall do. Everything she taught you wasn't for nothing. She died so you would understand that you can do it. And I had this realization where I felt my power, and I felt her power, and then I had clarity. But then I still had to accept it, you know? And then I came out of the darkness, though, feeling unsure, but comfortable.
It's for your soul's spiritual evolution.
It is. And what a loss. It used to hurt. My heart literally mm-hmm. used to hurt. I couldn't even speak on this. But now it feels good to say, I let it move through me, and it taught me so much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It taught me so much. Like, pain and suffering is a gift. It is a gift, because you feel what it is to feel, and it makes you feel alive and validates you. But it's a great teacher, because if you go, oh, this happened to me, this is horrible, you're missing the point. The point is, what is it giving you besides the reality?
Khalil Gibran, great author of a book called The Prophet, but he says, love will pierce your heart. And I remember reading that, I was thinking, well, why would love pierce my heart? Well, love pierces your heart so that you understand love. Without suffering, we would never know love.
You have to suffer.
We have to go through some form of suffering in this incarnation to understand
love. We do, and it's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's what makes you real.
That's correct. That's right.
It makes you real. Yeah. And the pain that you feel makes you real, man. That's that's going to be on my next business card. Please quote me if you say that.
Yeah.
That's a Levonism. That just happened. The pain that you feel makes you real.
That's correct.
Somebody write that down for me. Stat. But it's so true. It's so true. And I'm so grateful to be in this office. You're in my sacred space. Literally, you are in my sacred space. This is where the goddess hangs out during the week.
Well, there's a great energy here.
Great.
Yeah,
my office is feng shuied. Every color, every element is exact. Because this is a place where people leave all their stuff and they leave all their things. And I don't want it to transpire here. I want it to transcend here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cleaning crew is not a joke. Like, I do a lot of clearing of energy here and with intention because I know what occurs here. This is a little vortex, you know. People come in one person and they leave another. It moves me. You know, I do a lot of things. People always go, LaVon, what do? You know, I manage this office. I talk to these lovely people. I do my best to produce articles when I can. I'm a mother too. I'm an organic gardener. I'm a prophet. I'm a chef. I am a painter. I am a creator. I am a designer. I invent things all day, every day. And people go, where do you get all this time? And I say, I have infinite time. Every moment I'm there and time stops. And I literally have millions of minutes every day. Millions of them. I use them and I love them and I appreciate them. And I can literally pause my day when I want to. Anytime. And people they look at me like I'm crazy. I love it. It's like the norm for me. I swear I need a GoPro. That's like the second time I said that today. I should get a GoPro. Like, I keep getting that intention within me. I'm going to get a GoPro, guys. Write that down for me, too. But I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. That's my role. I gotta stick out. Like, we have appendages, but some of them are different than others. But it's so useful.
Mm-hmm.
Without this weird thumb right here, this little abnormality, this would not be the same. You know? I'm okay being a thumb. Thumbs are awesome.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. Be a thumb. Right?
That's right. Yeah.
So, I spoke about how I see it occurring in my life, that I watch the effect I have on others and watch them, you know, in a non-pushy way. I try and go, this is what it is. Take it as you will. How do you do that for people? How do you see it occur? Like, you and I had this beautiful encounter, and you changed my whole week.
Well, when I see people light up by what I'm saying, that means it's resonating with them, so that I can speak to them. Like, you have to know that everybody's not ready to receive what you're saying, but the ones that are will come to you, and you'll be able to speak your truth, and you'll be able to lift them up. And both teacher and student are the same because it's one, and that's what I do. My intent is always to, like you said about your healing center here, is to have the people better when they leave than when they came in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's my intent. If somebody comes into my space, my sphere, then it's my intent that they leave happier. Because I know the truth is they're supposed to be happy, they're supposed to be healthy. So anything less than that is not a reality. To them it is, because that's what they believe. But to me, understanding the truth that there is no sickness, there is no disease, It's a manifestation. Sickness is a defense against the truth.
It is.
Because all of a sudden we get sick, I can't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being able to say, I'm going to quit this job, what usually happens is somebody gets sick and then they have to be taken from the job. See, it's a higher conscious thing because of intent. But because we're not aware of our intent sometimes, we say, I lost my job. Well, no, you didn't want it anymore, but don't worry about it because you're going to have a better one.
Be careful what you wish for.
Right. We hear that all the time.
Be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful. Because you're manifesting.
You're manifesting. But remember, in the end, it's only love that matters, and nothing has ever happened. In other words, you're more
it's
than
safe.
You're invulnerable. Mm-hmm. You are an invulnerable manifestation of love who's fallen into a dream of fear, and everything is conspiring to wake you up. But you have to be aware of it. And then when you're driving down the street, you'll see a car in front of you that has the perfect bumper sticker for you.
The song will come on the radio.
The song will come on the radio.
And you'll be like, oh my gosh, this song comes on at this same point every day when I get in my car. What are the odds of this?
That's right.
And then it's like, oh, maybe it's trying to teach me something. Then you get that confirmation of like, there you go.
There you go.
You
now,
got it.
Now, this is foolish to the world that out there. But as you begin to change your thoughts, you start to see that this is the power into enlightenment. This is the power into salvation. This is the power of coming into your full knowledge and awareness of why you're here, the true nature of reality.
So grateful to be alive right now. Right now.
I am too, LaVon.
It is so amazing to exist right now.
Yes.
Because never in our history have I, a woman with children, to be in a position to teach whatever I want to whomever I want, mm-hmm. with whatever intention I desire. Mm-hmm. But because I have this intention, I feel like I was given this chance to go do it.
Absolutely.
And I feel like I am attracting the ones that need to hear it. And they're vibrating with me and they're feeling it. Because everybody's going, huh. Never in our history have we all gone, huh, in such a loving, open manner. And I feel like this paradigm shift that we've been discussing is going to happen, and I'm going to see it, and I'm going to be a pioneer within it, and I'm going to feel so good about it. And little spiritual warriors are all coming together, and we're sharing our message with one another, and we're building each other up, not down. And we're becoming this network of awesomeness. And I speak on this a lot. This is my most favorite metaphor. A couple years ago, I kept having this dream. Butterflies, butterflies, butterflies. Just everything butterflies. And I realized, I'm that butterfly. That's me. I'm that little caterpillar afraid to be a butterfly. But I don't know I'm supposed to be a butterfly. But I feel this change within me, and I don't understand it. What is going on? And what happens when you're a caterpillar, your body's conspiring to be something else, but you don't know. And all these new cells become apparent within you, and they're scattered throughout you. And they're not organized in any fashion, but they exist because your body is changing, whether or not you're aware. And these little cells, they're called imaginal cells because they're there, but they're not. You know, they exist, but you're not aware of them, so they're not real. You know, science is only observable when you go, that exists.
Correct.
Otherwise, it's not real. Science isn't real. We make that up all day, every day. Anyways, that's another subject.
Yeah.
My point is that these cells start to vibrate. Very few at first, but they go, they send out their little love signals, and all their little friends go, I know that. I know what that is. That's me.
Right.
Like you and I in the store, whoa, 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 whoa.
Right.
Our brains and our hearts went, that guy. Like we had this moment of, you know, where we knew. And then we were together. And here we're together. And we're creating this vibration beyond us. And we're sharing it now.
Amen.
And they're feeling it. And they're going to go, huh. And what happens is all these cells gather. And they go, you guys, do you know that we're this thing? And that moment they go, oh my God, do you know we're this thing? Switch turns. It literally snaps. And the caterpillar goes, I'm a butterfly. And it occurs. A shift occurs. But because they believe it. There are more believers than non-believers, and the shift occurs.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
That's right.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
We are imaginal cells. We can be a butterfly if we want to be. Why not be a butterfly? Why not fly around? It is not. It's cool to hang out on this tree. Like, yeah, you're blowing in the wind. You can see lots of cool stuff. But if you fly, infinite, whatever. You can see whatever. Why not fly? Why hang out on this tree? This tree's great. It's big. There's a lot going on here. But I want to fly. I want to fly. And I want to like a mob of butterflies. I want to be an only butterfly.
Right.
That's not fun.
That's great.
That's not fun.
That's being altruistic.
Yeah.
That's what you're here for.
Remember?
This
earlier,
is all you,
I said,
Ron.
I want to be everybody.
Right.
I want to have every experience. I want to meet the other me's and go, what's going on in your world? Oh, yeah, that's cool. That's what's going on in my world. Awesome. Now we've got this. We got a bigger world now. Like, okay. I'm so excited. I literally wrote this piece last night, and I had this profound realization because I had some quiet time, and I was like, tell me what to write about. Earth, tell me. And I had this beautiful realization that I'm a bubble, and you're a bubble, and you're a bubble. We're all bubbles, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're these little round bubbles, and we're moving around the suds, and we're bumping, touching, tingling, rubbing on each other. Sometimes I get a little bigger because your bubble comes into mine. Sometimes I get a little smaller, but I'm a reflection. Like, I'm only visible because of the light that's reflecting off you, right? And I'm a bubble, and I'm being a bubble, and then finally I move to this certain point where I don't exist anymore. I be, and then I am. But what matters is the experience of me moving through those other suds. How did they shape and mold me and change me? They didn't make me look any different. They just influenced me on ways I didn't understand. I'm a bubble. You're a bubble. And I'm going to cease to be a bubble, but when I let go of my bubble, I'm everywhere, right?
That's correct.
So your vessel, your body is your bubble. What's in the bubble? It can't be contained. That air cannot be trapped in a bubble. It moves anywhere it wants. So what if you're air, just in a bubble? And right now you're in like a bubble suit,
and,
right?
And what's the same thing? I bubble thought. What if you're a thought? You're a thought of love.
I'm a thought.
That's... I think that's where the mistake lies in. We see a body and form. We say, well, I'm
this
a body.
This is what
and
I am. I'm this thing.
That's right. But
that's it.
That's the separateness thinking. That's the one that says, I'm by myself. I got to protect myself. I got to work 40 or 50 hours a week. I got to do this and that. Otherwise, I'm going to die. And that's not a reality. But to get into the flow of love, you have to back out of the dream of fear. And you back out of the dream of fear by forgiveness and loving yourself and going into mind quiet time.
It's true.
That's how you do it.
It's true. It's
that's
easy.
How it's done.
It's
it,
easy.
It's simple. It's just not easy sometimes.
It is easy.
Yeah.
And it is simple, but at the same time, it's not easy, and it's not simple.
Right.
It depends on how you're thinking about it. It's your perception.
That's right. And we let go of that thought.
Whatever you're thinking, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. 100%. It's true. You said one of my favorite things that I say. This is really great because I feel like I've been talking to myself for a while now. But David said something earlier that really resonated with me when he said, I just lost it. Where'd it go? It's gone now.
That's okay.
It's gone now.
Yeah.
It'll come back to me. But you are what you see. And I've been practicing gratitude and being grateful for the people who I do see, because I'm like, oh my gosh, that is a very cool version of me. I must be doing something really awesome to be attracting such a person into my life. Like,
there are no accidents.
There are no accidents.
There are no accidents. And all the thoughts that you're aware of are ultimately meaningless. You can't change 2 minutes from now.
Mm-hmm.
See, we plan and we say, I'm going to do this, but ultimately we can't. And,
mm-hmm.
and what I mean by that is you don't need to get hung up on it. You just need to accept it, and then you'll see that it's you.
It's true.
Then you'll see that it's you. And then the false you falls away because you've reparented your ego out of fear into love, and you say, I'm going to welcome what will come. And then as you do that, you start to see that not only are you invulnerable, but this is you doing this unto you. And it becomes better. Every day becomes better. Your life just becomes better every day.
It does.
It does.
You gotta change your frequency, you know. Be responsible for the energy you create.
Be responsible. That's correct.
It's a hard thing to accept.
It's not your fault, but it is your responsibility.
Yep. Well, you guys, that was a beautiful hour. Thank you for being here and sharing with me. Make sure you guys check out the network. We'll see you next week.